Hello again, you're with the News at One, and we're going to look in more detail now at the government plan to speed up the building of houses and the provision of major pieces of infrastructure like roads, water schemes and power plants. It aims to tackle slow processes, excessive red tape and lengthy legal challenges. Now, according to the task force report published this morning, the delivery time for significant projects is actually getting longer, and the document says that too often opposition to critical infrastructure is magnified while the broader benefits are disregarded. Part of the plan includes the capping of legal costs for judicial reviews. Here's the Public Expenditure and Infrastructure Minister, Jack Chambers.
Judicial review is an essential safeguard, but when minor procedural flaws delay a project for years, we know we are not striking the right balance. I'm very clear, the public and national interest must always trump narrow personal vested interests. People across society are totally fed up and frustrated that certain procedural issues are getting escalated into the courts. We'll reform judicial reviews for critical infrastructure, introducing cost certainty and narrowing standing to directly affected parties.
Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers. Our Economics and Public Affairs Editor David Murphy is here to bring us through the details. Actually, David, before we get to those details, can you outline what it is that this plan is aiming to solve? Like, what would be a good outcome?
Well, I think in the first instance, what's interesting about the plan is it outlines the extent of the problem. And when it looks at it, it says with water infrastructure, it's now taking 7 to 10 years to get a project over the line. Electricity substations, critical for housing, they're taking up to 8.5 years. Road infrastructure, the full cycle of that in terms of getting over the line and getting done is 15 years. So this is, if you think about it, roads, electricity and water are critical to the provision of housing. You can't build your houses unless they're connected to all three effectively. And that's part of the reason why the government is running into so much difficulty in getting major housing projects over the line. It's simply taking years and years and years to get through planning.
There are 30 different measures. What stands out?
I think two big things stand out. The first one is the changes in relation to judicial reviews. So this is where perhaps a residence group can take a legal action to the High Court trying to overturn planning permission for a particular project. And in relation to that, what this plan basically says is that it's going to narrow the terms under which people can take these type of legal actions. It's also going to reduce the incentives for excessive litigation. It's going to clarify the rules under which people can take these and in terms of the remedies. And then it's going to overall fast track critical infrastructure, and it's going to introduce critical infrastructure bill. The second big thing is in relation to regulators. So this report says there's about 90 regulators now, and major projects, for instance, water projects, the Greater Dublin Drainage Scheme project, which is a huge sewage project for the capital, that has to go through 9 regulators, and they're all overlapping, and it's taking forever to get through the regulation part. So it says it's going to rationalise and simplify the number of regulators. Now, a cull of regulators is pretty difficult to do. Many people will feel, you know, their jobs are on the line, all that kind of thing. It doesn't go as far as to say we're actually going to do a cull, but it certainly uses the word rationalise. So we'll see how that works out.
How much extra legislation will be needed? Because a massive piece of planning legislation was introduced not that long ago.
This is going to require more legislation. There is going to be a critical infrastructure bill. But the thing about introducing legislation, particularly to deal with things like judicial reforms, it sounds slightly ironic, but it could lead to another judicial review, effectively questioning whether or not you can rationalise judicial reviews. So a lot of the stuff that's in this report could be subject to a legal challenge, although the whole report is aimed at reducing legal challenges.
And it did sound this morning when the Taoiseach and the other ministers were speaking outside government buildings as though they pretty much expected some sort of legal challenge to some of these measures.
Yeah, and I think that if you look at it, if you look at the two big projects that are going on right now in the capital, particularly the Greater Dublin Drainage Scheme. Planning permission was originally submitted for that in 2018. It went through a judicial review. It got through that. Now it's going through another judicial review. But that project is absolutely critical to the provision of houses in the capital. And then the other one is the Metrolink, which again is subject to a judicial review. Again, it's critical in terms of infrastructure in the capital. The problem is that you've got projects which can benefit an awful lot of people being held up by a small number of people. And that is the bit that the government is trying to focus on. But whether or not it gets success in this, we'll have to see.
We will be returning to this in a couple of minutes. But I just want to bring in one other matter, because as people may know, Sinn Féin saying today that the government had advice that there was a case to continue with energy credits. Those credits, of course, didn't appear in the last budgets. The party's finance spokesperson, Piers Doherty, raised this issue in leaders' questions in the Dáil a short time ago. We can take a listen.
Arrears have increased to record levels. We know this. You knew this. It's here in black and white in what your officials told you. They also make it clear, and they lay it out in graphs, that families will have to find an extra €321 this winter compared to last year to pay their energy bills. Taoiseach, your government had all of this information, yet you still decided to abandon workers and families by withdrawing these energy credits.
But the bottom line here, Deputy, is we've had a very significant budget in terms of expenditure. You want to add another €2 billion to it in terms of a short-term intervention, which would apply to very, very wealthy people. Millionaires would benefit from your proposal.
When I met with the Department of Social Protection officials and the Minister, they were very clear about targeted measures.
At this stage, David, a lot of those issues and a lot of those arguments are familiar. We hear them almost every week in the Dáil chamber. But earlier in the week, we did also hear evidence that the inflation rate is on the way up again.
That's right. So this time last year, inflation was running at less than 1%. Now it's running at over 3%. There are two main drivers for that. Food price inflation is running at 4.2%, and then energy inflation is running at 3.3%. Now, if you think about it, this is really non-discretionary spending. Sometimes families might be able to skip something like a foreign holiday if money is tight. But with food particularly, you have to buy it. And so that really does hit people. And similarly with energy, a lot of people have to use it. So it certainly is going up in price. It is going to be hitting people. And the other thing about the budget is that it didn't include tax cuts for middle income earners, as it has done in previous budgets. Now, the reason why that didn't happen is the government needed to allow financial scope to introduce the VAT cut for the hospitality industry. Pascal Dunhu's argument was that you can't do both. And that's why they didn't introduce the one-off measures to help with things like energy, and they didn't introduce the tax cuts for middle income earners.
David, thank you. Our economics and public affairs editor, David Murphy.